How do you know it's Belial? How do you just ask?
Now, this can also be, I've often wondered, in the Mechilta, there's a different pshat in this, in actuality. But Lefi Derech HaPshat, I think the pshat's a good pshat. It says that Ad Yom HaEchad V'Esrim. Why does it say you shouldn't eat Chomet 7 days Ad Yom HaEchad V'Esrim? It's the only place in the Torah, it says Basukas Teishu Shuas Yom. The Torah figured out, I know how to count from 15 till 21. So Sheishes Yomim Tavo, they didn't, you know, bother to spell out more than that. Figured I could figure it out. So why all of a sudden, when it comes in Parshas Bo, the Parsha of Pesach, does it say all of a sudden you shouldn't eat chometz ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim till the 21st? So as I said, the Mechilta has a pshat, but I think Aderach HaPshat, one could very simply say, because we don't know when the Chag begins. We have a pasuk which tells us, "Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu sa'ar b'motecher." And what's that b'yom harishon? That b'yom harishon is erev Pesach. So where do we count the 7 days from? And it even happens to be a halacha, which is inherent in that day, right? Which the halacha in that day is lo sishchar chometz dam zivchi. So you can't have chometz. So where is the din of the chometz and matzah? Where does it begin and where does it end? So one could have counted. Listen, the 14th already has Dinei Pesach. You can't have Chayyin own Chometz, Lashish Chadah Chometz, Dam Zivchi, etc. So that's the first. The Torah, in fact, calls it Achbayim Arishan. The Torah calls it the first day of the celebration of Pesach. So if I end it on the 20th, we have at least half a Klal Yisrael ending on the 20th. You know, it's just, listen, it says 7 days and it says Bebefurish, Bayim Arishan. It ends on the 20th. So the Torah had to spell out Ad Yom HaEchad V'Esrim. So there are svaros, and if you haven't even the Haggadah, Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu began the process of the Korban Pesach. Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Oymed V'Rosh Chodesh, and he tells him, Ba'osra Lachodesh Hazeh, on the 10th of the month, set aside the Korban Pesach. So the final step of Korban Pesach and the Yitzhiyah from Mitzrayim begins Rosh Chodesh. So the Haggadah itself looks at this. Uminayim Shabaleo Chamisha also Tamalom Rigata Levincha Bayom Mahu Leimo. Bavurzeh. What did the Haggadah interpret Bavurzeh? Shoshi Yishmatzu Umorom Minochim Lefonecho. Means when they hear real time, it's not just a museum piece, when they hear is the mitzvah of Matzu Umor, that's the Vigata Levincha. So that's the basic notion of that there's a mitzvah of Yigat Levincha. What is the mitzvah? Number one, so what happens if I don't have a son? Am I mechuyev to relate the story? And what am I mechuyev to do? So first the Rambam tells us, so I don't have there's no kiyishol chavincha, but that's not a necessary prerequisite for the performance of the mitzvah. Afilu chachamim gedolim, even the greatest chachamim, right? Now we have the Maisa right at the beginning of the Haggadah, Maisa Rabbi Ezra, etc., all of them that were seated with Nebrak, Rabbi Akiva, the greatest chachma Yisrael. Chayovim the Saper with Tzias Mitzrayim. Everyone has to relate to Tzias Mitzrayim. Cholamayrach b'dvorim she'iru, and the lengthier we are about relating the things that took place, she'iru that took place with Shahoyu Hareza Meshubach. Because the Yisoid, really, the Rambam already touched the Yisoid, the Haggadah touches the Yisoid. The Yisoid of Magid is not the assimilation of facts. Facts? Rabbi Akiva knew all the facts already. He's not going to learn any new facts at the Seder. But the integration of those facts in the emotional level, belief, that's what the Seder is. And Ramayli could be the greatest chacham in the world. And know all the facts, but that doesn't mean I've emotionally integrated it or integrated it to the maximum degree possible. There are different things that strike people at different times. They have a different mindset, a different emotional mindset, a different context in their life. And there are things which 100 times went right by me and meant, really didn't wake me up. They didn't fascinate me. And out of all of a sudden, based on where I am in life, in the context of my life, and my perspectives, it talks to me very deeply. So this is the side of the Seder, is the emotional integration of this information. It's not the ideas itself. And that's perhaps why the this is a Tosefta that talks about, as part of the fulfillment of the halachas of Magid, that one could discuss the Hilchos Pesach. And the Briskas are all excited about this, naturally. What the Briskas didn't point out is that no lesser figure than the Vilna Gaon took his pen across the word the halachas out of the Tosefta and said it's a mistake. But it's brought in the Torah, I can't deny that. But the Gaon came along and the Gaon crossed it out. Said it's wrong, it doesn't belong there. Why? Because that's not what the Seder is about. The Seder is not learning new halachas. The Seder is the emotional integration of the information. And basically, there's no shir. One of them is Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Stavro Yibu Yoytze, I guess, if we did Pesach, Matzah, more, a little bit, some kasha, some answers, L'chayrava Yoytze. But that's, the mitzvah is really Elud Vom Shein L'mshir. That which we say, that the mitzvah is Achiyech Tefen Oshina. The pshat is, there is no shir. Kiddush I make, there's a beginning and there's an end to Kiddush. When I finish Kiddush, I drank the kais and made it to the mitzvah, that's it. There's nothing more to do about it. You know, if I want to drink the rest of the bottle of wine, that's my business, but I can't claim I raise a meshubach anymore. You know, the Kiddush is over. In Magid, it's not true. In Magid, the entire time that a person, the entire night until morning, a person can be heir to the mitzvah of Sibur Tiyas Mitzrayim. And there's a mitzvah. Elamais, and what's the gvul? Achayech tefer oshina. When he's overwhelmed by sleep, that's it. He conks out. So he's in order. That's it. There's nothing more he can do. So that's, he's done the max that he's capable of doing. The great Hanoim in the Mishnah went straight through the night. They were as vigorous, apparently, they weren't ready to stop until the Talmidim came and told them, Gias Man Kriyash Moshal Shachos. Beis. Mitzvah Lehodi Alabonim. Now, so first the Rambam told us Ki Yisholcha Vincha is not a necessary prerequisite. Even if there is no Ben, I still have to be Mesapa Mitzias Mitzrayim, number one. Beis, Mitzvah Lehodiyah Levonim. It's a mitzvah to share this with our children. V'afilu Loi Shalu, even if they didn't ask. So again, the Ki Yisholcha Vincha, if there is a Ben, but the necessity of teaching him remains true, even if he didn't ask. Right? So what do we have? We have Sheino Yodeya Lishol, is that Psachla. If he doesn't ask, still teach him. Now, what do you teach him? What do you teach him? Is Lefi Daito Shaben Oviv Malabdo. Depending on the level of the intellect of the child, that's how much you teach him. If he's a very young child, or he's older, but he's foolish. We were all enslaved, like that, you know, guy down the block who's a slave. Or this Eved, b'Mitzrayim, and this we're all in Mitzrayim. This is very concrete, you know. See a person that's enslaved, and we were like this. And the Rebbe Shem came in the night of Pesach and he set us free. So that a young child can appreciate. If he's mature and he's wise, we teach him what took place in Mitzrayim, everything that took place there, and the Nisim which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, according to the level of intellectuality of the child. Right, and that's the, again, the grow, the chochum. What's the answer to the chochum? In Raftir and Achara Pesach Afikoyman. Means we teach him everything about every aspect of the Seder. But it's not the halachas, he has to know the halachas, but also the meaning of the halachas, the point, what we're trying to get to with the halachas. Not to pull him in, you know, exactly. In other words, what's five shittas in achilas afikayman, when it is, but rather what's the tachlis of the afikayman. So the root is an afikayman, and why we have an afikayman, the zechel of Pesach, etc. But the machshava, which lies behind it. So the Gaon says, so vus epis ein maftirun achar Pesach afikayman. This is the, of all the halachas that we should mention, that we should teach the Chacham, this would seem to be the last one on the list. Why? Because there are derisive things that he has to know. Tell him about eating matzah, tell him about eating korban Pesach. That's all you're telling him is ein maftirun achar Pesach afikayman. The Arba Kaisis, you want to teach him about the Rabbanon, you don't tell him what the Arba Kaisis is. Just, ein maftirun achar Pesach afikayman, the meal's over, that's it, you can't eat anymore. So the Gaon adds one word to the text of the Agoda. Ad ein maftirun achar Pesach afikayman means you start teaching him from Avri Pesachim Samach Lemincha, and the last halacha of the Seder in Perak Avri Pesachim is ein maftirun achar Pesach afikayman. Means you teach him in total from Aleph Bistov, from the beginning until the end. That's what the Vetbara means to tell me. That's what the Rambam says. According to the maturity level of the child, and according to his chokhma, his intellect, that's how much you teach him. What?
Is there a chiv to teach one's son?
Mustavra. The Rambam says, Mufurish. The Rambam says, doesn't say, the Rambam says if he's a godel, v'chochem, so the chara godel still means godel, like every other godel. Doesn't mean that he is a cotton, but an older cotton. The Rambam contrasted a cotton to a godel. So the chara was a godel, and the chara, the Rambam is also saying this in mitzvah. So, here we have the, what do we have to teach him? Well, Ben Golo Modil Mashir Lorum Mitzrayim Benisim Shanasal and Oide Moshe. There was all the whole story, everything that took place. This is the persecution of the Jews in Mitzrayim and the Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu did to extricate us from Mitzrayim. So that's the whole story. That's not just mentioning, you know, we were in Mitzrayim and we left. So that's the second aspect. So we have number one, we have to relate it, even if there is no ben. Secondly, even if the ben doesn't ask, we have to teach him any other, Rambam says. And what's the scope of the teaching? Whatever took place in Mitzrayim. Mashiach Yerulonim Mitzrayim, V'nisim Shanas Lonim Oidei Moshe. Gimel, V'tzorach Lasa Shinoi Balayla Hazeh, K'dei Shiyiru Habonim V'yishalo, V'yoyimru Manashtana Halayla Hazeh Mikol Halaylas. So this is very interesting, that the Rambam said already, if he doesn't ask, teach him anyhow. But we want to prompt him to ask. And the prompting him to ask, getting him to ask, is also part of Mitzvah's Magid. Why? Because the ideal method of Magid is Ki Yishol Chovincha. Since that's the ideal method of Magid, so what do I have to do? I have to do everything we'll see, which will encourage the child to ask questions, to arouse his curiosity. Why is this lechayr? Why is this? That, and we'll see, the Rambam is going to say that this methodology of Sheila and Tshuva is for everyone. Even the Chachmei Yisrael, when they gather together, also have to do it with their Sheila and Tshuva. Because we're not dealing necessarily with integrating intellectual information. We're dealing with emotional integration. When I have a kasha, and then someone answers it for me, that strikes very deeply. Not just a piece of information. I was fascinated by the question. I was troubled by the question. And now someone comes and gives a good answer to it. There's a strong emotional response to that situation. It's not just an intellectual idea one wants us to. And therefore the best methodology of Magid is Ki Yishol Chovincha. Since that's the best methodology of Magid, so what do I have to do? B'tzorach lasa shinu b'layla hazeh. We do things differently. They should yiru abonim v'yishalu v'yomru manishtan alay lazem v'kol alaylus atche yoshir v'lehem v'yomru lehem, and then I will respond kach v'kach yiru v'kach v'kach hoya. This is what took place, this etc. V'ketad b'shana, what are the things that we do differently? Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Because in other words, the pedagogical, remember, the Rambam is going to end at the end of halacha hey, v'kulon koladvorim, udvorim ha'elu kulon hein l'kroim ha'godo. So this inyan of making the shenuyim and encouraging and bringing forth the questions, that's also part of ha'godo. Because the ideal magad is ki yishol chovincham. So v'ketzad b'shana, v'chalak lem kloyos v'agoyzim, right, these were the candies of that time. They used the kloyos, were roasted pieces of grain, and agoyzim, and nuts. V'oikra ha'shulcham v'lifneyem, kodim sheyoichlu, and they used to take the shulchan away that had the symbols of the Seder on it, and they carted it off. Now normally, you know, they didn't take the weight staff didn't take the tables away, the little tables, but you didn't take them off till you finished eating. So here you make Kiddush, you didn't even wash yet, and all of a sudden the weight staff comes, and they cart the table out. This is a rather unceremonious end to this meal. Didn't get off the ground. So this is certainly, the child is going to wonder what took place here. There's a Gemara in Arvi Pesachim which says Chayt fin matzah b'leilei Pesachim. They grab matzahs. Some in fact want to learn that the whole Afikoman shtick that we take it and we hide it and the kids search for it comes from that Gemara. Chok Yaakov suggests that it comes from that Gemara. Because the Ravid writes, Omar Avram Perish Acher, Mamarin Lecho, Kadeshalo Yishano. I mean, he means Chayt, and he learns in the sense that you hurry up to get to the meal so that they shouldn't fall asleep. But the Tachlis of the Chayt, Kadeshalo Yishano, that they shouldn't fall asleep. So, that being the Tachlis, so the Chayt, and Matzah Zemizeh, could also be for that Tachlis, even if the Rambam takes it literally, that they grab the Matzahs from each other, they shouldn't fall asleep. They should be fascinated by what's taking place. And they should be, yeah, what in the world are you guys up to?
The Rambam started with the halacha, the first part, and said even if there's no children there, you're still chayav. Now he goes to, you have children, you got to do this, this, and this. Should he have put that at the end? He should have said, okay, the first thing is you should try to teach the kids.
I think the beginning, the Rambam talks about the fact that everyone is mechuyev and maggid. The Rambam gets into the nuts and bolts of what's the ideal maggid. But maggid is sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's, you know, that's ultimately what the name of the game is. This is the methodology of how to do it. So first, I think the Rambam described what the chiyuv is, and then the methodology of how to fulfill that chiyuv. So it's interesting that the Rambam includes in this that all of these things which the Gemara talks about to arouse the interest of the children and that they shouldn't sleep, they're not just pedagogical methods. You know, we had a question. Like, how do you keep the kids up? It's getting late. So, I can give a lot of practical answers to that question. They're all good practical answers, but the Rambam didn't learn they're just practicality. The Rambam learned their inclusion in the Gemara and that Chazal legislated them? Wasn't practicality. Practicality they left to us. What they legislated was because it's the din, it's a din and maggid. It's dumb. In other words, it's dumb maisalach in the Gemara. You know, how to keep your child up? Listen, you're a parent, you figure out how to keep your child up. You don't need Chazal to write up a Gemara and halachas all over Ari Pesach, how to keep the kids up, you know. The Rambam says, why did they write these halachas? Because since this is the ideal methodology of Magid is ki yishol chavincha. So it's not only, as the Rambam it says, to help keep them up, but it's that they should see things that are so strange that they'll ask questions about it. You know, the world asks, but the answer is obvious. The world says, no, you know, you ask the questions when you're young. When you're older, you're already sophisticated, so you know what's going to take place. That's true. But Chazal understood the nature of these pilus, the emotional reaction of the young child when he experiences the Seder. And it is earliest youth. The impact on him of that is in the Shire. We cannot even begin to evaluate the impact of that as a person. And that's why when you speak to people all over the world, and they'll tell you, my son, people that haven't been at a Seder in 60 years, and they come, and they bridged all of those years in a minute. Why? Because what struck them deeply in their childhood is a chelik of the neshama that never goes away. It could be piled with layer and layer and layer and layer upon it. But, you know, 60 years later they came to a Seder. All melted away. There's an aspect of these pilus, the emotional reaction of the young child, the first time he experiences the Seder, the first few times that he experiences, that leaves a tremendous and indelible imprint on the Rishonah. Then the Rambam continues, Ein lo yiben ishtei shayalosa. If you can't have ki ish olcha vincha, so have your wife ask you the questions. Ein lo isha shayalin zeze. If he doesn't have his wife, there are very people sitting there. So you ask each other, Manashtana halayla zeh. Rafilu hoyu kulan kulan chachamim. But that fabled Seder in the Haggadah, writes of Rav Elazar, etc., or Och, with the Chachma Yisroel, or Rabbi Akiva, they also ask the Manashtana. And finally, hoyu levadai, if a person is by himself, he's also shayla atma Manashtana halayla zeh. Something is a question and an answer is a whole different thing. I saw once in one of the notes, a footnote at the bottom of one of the pieces of Yisroel, I believe that he quotes Rav Zundel of Salant in this piece, but he said that how should a person learn? When a person is learning, and he's now achieved clarity in the sugya that he's learning, he should imagine now that a shoyel came to ask him a shayla. And imagine the show coming in and say, you know, Kohen Rav, this and this is the Shaila, what's the din? And now you just learned the din and paskin the din for him. Why? Because once you do that, it's a different piece of information. It's not just something in the computer, it's real, it's part of life. It's a whole different thing as Rav, the Sifim and the Shulchan Aruch, when people came to me and I paskin on the Sifim and the Sifim that I haven't paskin on. A sif that someone came and asked me a shayla, and I answered that shayla, I could tell you years and years later, this is the person he came and he asked, and this is what happened, this was the psak based on this, it's all different mitzvahs. There's a reality dimension to it, when it's formulated in that fashion. And therefore, even the person himself, it's by himself, has a question. I was going to deal with the question. It's a different association than just relating a fact. So this aspect that has to be with Shaila or Tshuva is not only of Kiyish Olcha Vincha. It's true of children, but the Rambam says it's true of all of us. To participate in that process. Then there's yet another thing. To say there as a matzah some rorim yachlo. The korban pesach was a shaposach hakadosh baruch hu abote v'seinu b'mitzrayim. That's the symbol of our salvation. Matzah is the sign of gula. Ki gorshu b'mitzrayim v'lo yuchlo l'hismaveya. This is the badge that we wore of the day we escaped from Mitzrayim, as the matzah. The mor is vayimoru es chayeyim. Why do we recall the mor? Our matzahs from rorim yachlu. We cannot understand the matzah unless we understand the mor. If I don't understand how dark it was, I can't appreciate the light. And therefore, the understanding of what took place with Yetzias Mitzrayim is predicated on what the Gemara calls maschil b'gnus. We understand the degradation, the humiliation of Klal Yisrael. And from there, that's where I've come from. Come from there. And therefore, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, maschil b'gnus u masayim b'shevach. We begin with the degradation of the Klal Yisrael, and we end with the triumph. And the Gemara debates Rav and Shmuel, what does it mean, Maschal B'gnus and Messiah B'Shevach? We, at our HaGodov, incorporated both. Kate said, Maschal U'Mesapesh, Betchila Hoyu Avaseinu B'Mei Terach. The Rambam starts that way back in Terach's time, the Zayda Terach, as we say. U'Melefonov and earlier, we were Koyfrim, V'Toyin Achara Hevel, we denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were mistaken, and we followed empty, specious beliefs. We chased after Avodah Zarah. We can't even begin to relate to what that means. Right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Menashe came to Rav Ashi and said, "Do you have the chutzpah to rank me out?" He said, "I'll ask you a simple question, and you won't even be able to answer it." And in Hilchos Brochos, Sias HaPas, a simple question I'll ask you, you won't even be able to answer. And then he told him that if you had lived together with me, you would have chased after me to be over Avodah Zarah together with me. It's Baroit for Achar Avodah Zarah. So this, we were passionate about the Avodah Zarah. And then we end off that Baruch Hashem, we discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekavono Amokom Loi, the Baruch Hashem drew us close, and he separated us from those who have mistaken religious notions. Bekarvono liYichudo, when he brought us closer to what? LiYichudo, to recognizing Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem. That's one thing. So there's the religious trajectory of how far we've come. We started off, we didn't look any different than most of Asia looks. It's the way we looked. Those were our forebears. But look where we've arrived. We've arrived together with the Shekhinah. We left all of that behind. And this took place in Mitzrayim, we were halalu avdei avodah zarah, halalu avdei avodah zarah. We saw Kriyas Yamsuf, it was Aminu Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. We came finally to Matan Torah, we got Mecho Yaminu Le'olam. This was V'gam Mecho, meaning besides the belief, the eternal belief in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but the belief in the Ruach Moshe. So these are all steps in the Amunah. We left behind Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, and we accepted upon ourselves the Yichud Hashem. This is also part of Maggid. V'chein maschil u'modiyah sh'avodim ha'inu l'farah b'Mitzrayim. And then we deal on the physical plane. We were enslaved. V'chol ha'rosh egmolonu, and all the evil which was perpetrated upon us. When we recount all the nisim that the Rebbeinu Shalom did, and that he brought us forth to freedom. So these are the two aspects of our freedom, the spiritual freedom and the physical freedom. So on the night of Pesach, we trace the trajectory of both, from the beginning until what we achieved. And one of the things in Messiah B'Nisim from the Holy Shanasala was saying, in what fashion we should Yidroish Me'arami Oivir Avodei Achayigma Kol HaParsha, until the end of that Parsha. Kol HaMoisif Marach with Rash Parsha Zu and Reizu B'Shubach. This is the part and parcel, as I mentioned last week. This is the Parsha that's chosen because this is the Parsha of Hido, of Atitzias Mitzrayim. So this is also part of Maggid, is to realize the full scope of what happened, where we were and where we wound up. And that's a whole different story. You know, I have a man that I know who is a survivor of the Holocaust. The Holocaust came to his part in Hungary. He was 16 years old, 15 or 16 years old at that time. And he survived the war. He said, I came to this country, he said, I had exactly 60 cents in my pocket. He says, the joint paid for my passage, and they gave us a dollar. With the dollar, he said, I knew that the bread was kosher on the ship, that wasn't a problem. And it was, so what I bought for 40 cents, I bought evaporated milk. So they have kosher all the way between the bread and the evaporated milk, I have what to eat, and it'd get me to America. And I walked off in America, New York, I had 60 cents in my pocket. He says, and today I'm a billionaire. But his billions are not in money. His billions, he says, look at my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I came with nothing, and this is what I have. But a person's able to look back to where he was, or where he is, that's a whole different parsha. It's a different appreciation of what the Rabbeinu Shalom has bestowed upon us. We're still not done. This is also part of Magadan. To understand the full dynamic of what took place. Further is the din of Rabban Gamliel. Kol shloyomar shloyshet vorm halo eilu b'leil chamisha osu lo yotzi dechavosu b'eiluhim. Simply stated, I think most learn. I don't know if I've seen anyone that said otherwise, but it's lo yotzi dechavosu. Even if I didn't do it, I'm yotze, but I didn't. In the mitzvah b'shleimusa. In the fullest sense, I haven't done the mitzvah. Now, the Rambam incorporates what's obscure a little bit in the words of Rambam Gamliel is lo yotze yedei chavosa. So the shaila is, kom isha lo yom ha-shloshet dvorom ha-lolo ha-eilu b'pesach lo yotze yedei chavosa. Which chayv? Which mitzvah? Lo yotze yedei chavosa. The Marsha in Arvei Pesachim says that we're referring to the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Mor. And this pshat in the Ramban and the Melchemes at the beginning of Masechet Brachos, it's clear that the Ramban also learned that the Lo Yotze Yedei Chavosai went on the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Mor. So the third pshat is that I always say there are things that we learn very well in school, and there are things that we just can't get past. So all of us learn in yeshiva that how many types of mitzvahs are there? Chukim and mishpatim, right? So whose rabbi didn't tell him that? Right. So the mishpatim are things, civil laws, and things that we could relate to their reasons. And chukim are those things which are beyond our. It's a paraduma. What's a paraduma? That's why Amalek said he couldn't figure it out either. But there was only two of the types of mitzvahs. There's a third type of mitzvah. The Chacham said it. We should have known it from the Chacham. The Chacham said it's a pasuk. Moha eidos v'achukim ha'mishpatim asher tziv Hashem alokeinu eschem. So they called him a Chacham. So the Chacham figured out that there are not two types of mitzvahs. There are three types of mitzvahs. It's chukim u'mishpatim true, but there are eidos. The best translation of eidos is eidos testimonies, meaning they connect us either with great historical events or great philosophical notions of what Klal Yisrael is. Those are eidos. Shabbos connects us with the notion of Briyas Olam, so it's probably both. It's a historical reference to the changes in vibrations, but it's also to the larger philosophical question that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rosh Hashanah was Boski Vay Shabbos become Achtoy on Shabbos. Pesach Matzah Mor are obviously Eidos. Eidos, Rabbi Gamliel is saying, then we need to understand what the symbol is. What are we connecting with? Otherwise, we haven't properly fulfilled Eidos. Right? So this we find in Tov Reish Chav Dalet, it should be. There's a Tor Shulchan Aruch, where the Tor tells us that we sit in the Sukkah on Sukkahs. Why? He was Sukkahs a Shafti as Bnei Yisrael. So the Bach comes along, and the Bach says, in effect, listen, I didn't know, I thought I was learning Tor Shulchan Aruch, not Sefer HaChinuch. You know, the Sefer HaChinuch gives me the Shroshi HaMitzvah, or what's behind the Mitzvah. But right now we're learning Torah Shulchan Aruch. Torah Shulchan Aruch is a halacha sefer. So good. So what? Listen. But tell me, I'm a chuyif to eat in a sukkah for 7 days. Next halacha, now halacha base. Why am I chuyif? Go learn. You know, there's a lot to learn, and it's important to know. But that's not a halacha. So why is it in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Bach says, because where it says leman, you have to have the reason in mind. Otherwise, you're not yosei lechatchila of the mitzvah. So it comes out where it says, leman tiskru asisam es kol mitzvah yisoy by tefillin, and leman tia teras Hashem b'ficha by tefillin, and leman yedu dorosecha, but all three of those places, to be yosei lechatchila, you have to have the time of mitzvahs in mind. Rishteitenbach. From the Ramban and the Marshal's interpretation of Rabbi Gamliel said it's b'chlal true of Eidos, not only of those mitzvahs. Of Eidos it's true. L'chayr.
Does that mean Shabbos also?
What? L'chayr and Shabbos too. You could say that maybe he means that this is the Eidos of Pesach and the Vigat Levincha is Mechayev, but I suspect, in according to their interpretation, it's true of all Eidos. And Eidos, you have to know what the reason. You have to focus on the reason too. If not, you missed something in the mitzvah. So they learned that the Ramban and the Marshal learned that it's a din in the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor and the fulfillment of these Eidos. The Rambam learned, Kula Nikroim Hagodah, which mitzvah are we talking about? Lo Yotzi Dechavos is mitzvah's Magid. Mitzvah's Magid, we have to relate to what a Pesach Matzah Mor. It's part of Magid. It's not al Pesach Matzah Mor. We haven't fulfilled Magid appropriately. We haven't fulfilled Magid appropriately. And L'chayri, you see that that's the pshat, that Klal Yisrael was certainly took down the Rambam's pshat. Because what do we find? We find, the Chofetz Chaim mentions, that if the women are busy during the Seder, you have to call them back for Rabbi Gamliel. No one, he doesn't make a chiluk that they can skip the part of Pesach. There's no Korban Pesach anyhow. So you can't tell me for the fulfillment of the Eidos of Pesach, I have to know what the Korban Pesach is. Yeah, it's a good idea to have. But I'm not actually eating a Korban Pesach that I should have to have for the fulfillment of this din Eidos, that I should have to have a din of what Pesach is about. So the Chara, because of the fact that it says to call the women for this too, for the whole Rabbi Gamliel, so it seems, it suggests in fact the Rambam's Nekuda, that we're dealing with Magid, not with the din of Eidos. So that's what we have in these Ve'eluhein, Pesach, Matzah, Omar. Now, Pesach, Hashem, Sheposach, Hamokom, Baruch, Abote, Abaseinu, B'mitzrayim, Shenema, V'amart, Mezevach, Pesach, Hu Hashem. Now, the Rambam wrote at the beginning, what do we have? This always troubles me. He wrote Pesach, Matzah, Omar. And what does the Rambam write? He tells us Pesach, Meroro, Hashem, Shemoro, Mitzvah, Mitzchai, Abaseinu, B'mitzrayim, and Matzah, Hashem, Shenigalu, so this Rambam, I don't know, a little bit, I've always been troubled. I don't know what to make of it. He starts off the street, Rabbi Gamliel said, Pesach Matzah Mor. And then he goes, Pesach, Mor, and Matzah. So if you figure it out, tell me. I'm not sure what the pshat is.
Mor is a Pesach?
What?
So Mor is only Pesach?
I don't know. So whatever you want to, that could be.
Yeah.
But the Mor is related to it, so then right at the beginning. So write Pesach Mor or Matzah. Why write Pesach Matzah Mor? That's Yainachanami. Mor is only with Korban Pesach, relatively, to some extent. Whatever. You know, as Hashem will explore that a little bit, what that is all about in Shabbos Hagodah. The connection with what with Korban Pesach, what exactly is going on there. But, so, I don't know why the Rambam changes midstream. And then the Rambam tells us, we have the explorations of the symbols of the Seder. All of this gan to tzetel, that chayim letzaper mitzvah time, and to be mayrach, to be going to at length, and lo di alavonim, even if they don't ask, and to prompt them, and to answer them according to their level of chokhmah. And to make shinuyim, to encourage the asking, and the question and answer format, and maschal begnusu masayim b'shevach, and the exploration of the symbols that are saying, the Rambam says, v'kulon, dvorim elu kulon heinan nikroim agod. This is all what Magid is. This is Magid. So Rav Chaim says that you want to know the difference between Schiras, Yetzias, Mitzrayim and Magid. The Rambam spelled it out in five halachas. All of this is in Magid. In Schiras, Yetzias, Mitzrayim, we don't need that. That's it. Finished. All of these dinim are part of the din of Magid. In other words, a Magid demands an intensive and broad exploration of the chaymer of what the Yetzias Mitzrayim was about. Choldor v'dor. Now, it's interesting how the Rambam, you know, we often lose sight of the forest for the trees. We just don't see the forest. We're going to see how the Rambam is soon going to incorporate the halacha of the Dalet Kaisis. If we wrote the halachas of the Dalet Kaisis, we'd write right at the beginning, you have to drink four kaisis, etc., and everybody has to drink four kaisis. The Rambam didn't do that. Watch what the Rambam does. Hold over the Chayavodim Laharois is Atzma. The Rambam doesn't have Lirois Atzma. Lirois means I should consider within myself as if I kilo hu ba'atzma yotza atta b'shibet Mitzrayim. And that's why the Brisker Rav says that he defends the text V'noimar lefon of Shira Chadosha. That V'nemar in the past. Because since Chayav Adam Liros is Atzmo Kilu Hu Yotzo Mitzrayim, so we have to give the Shira. The Neimar Lefonov Shira Chadosh. We have to give a Shira now. It's not that they once upon a time you said Shira. No, we have to give Shira now. That's dealing with that run that I mentioned last week. Shenemar Vaisonu Hoitzi Mishon. And the Isonu, the Rava says, goes Bechol Dor V'Dor. It has to be that Regish. That's what it means. That's what it means. So we have to think of the Seder in that. And according to the Rambam, it has to so possess a person that it's Laharis. And if you look at him, you know something happened. If I just came into the room and I told you, Leon, on the way in, I heard that you won the Powerball lottery and just won $270 million. Anyone that would walk into the room would know that some great fortune happened in Leon's life. He wouldn't have to say a word. It's not something that he'd feel within himself. Just walk in and, you know, the guy would be flying, with so glowing that something phenomenal just happened to him. That's Chayav Adam Laharos Atzmo. I'm so possessed by it. It's so much... Just give one look at me and you know that it's one of the glorious days in my life today. Now, after the Rambam says all of this, so we're talking about Mitzvah's Magid, and that Mitzvah's Magid is a very personal dimension to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim personally. Now, Lefikach, therefore, Lefikach, Kishesayit Odom Balayla Hazeh, when a person eats on this night, Tzoroch Lecho Wulishtos Umvesev Deracheres, he has to lean the Acheres. So the Chayr of the Rambam means that the whole, not only the Kizesim, Pashtus, the Rambam means the whole Suda has to be that way, because it's a celebration of Acheres. And this really, the Rambam, I think, really inherent in this Rambam is what I mentioned last week. If you do Onisha B'Yisrael, like, why in the world am I being Mesav? You know, I'm not a nobleman. If you're celebrating what you receive now, then you celebrate like the nobility. Now, and then the Rambam adds, is the tail end of this halacha, v'chol echad v'echad bein anoshim bein anoshim chayim lishtos b'layla hazeh arba kaisar shoyayim. Then the Rambam talks about the technicalities, if peichsin mehen, you can have less than four, if you have less than four, if you have less than four, or yivchasulom arba kaisar shir kol kos mehen revias, the Rambam talks about the halachas. But how does the Rambam integrate the halacha of, tell us even chuyiv to drink four kaisars? The Rambam says, Lefika, Kishesayir Odom, Alayla Azeh, I'm celebrating my Cheres. So, Echayav Odom Laharos is Atzmo. A person that's celebrating Cheres. So he eats there, Chaseim, he eats like a king. This is his day. And he drinks four Kaisis. not a technical thing. The technicalities come later in the Rambam. Celebrating. When a team wins the World Series, do you have to tell them to drink champagne? You have to tell them the owner Paskin that the Vachuyah puts part of a contract to drink champagne? It's just a natural reaction to the situation. I'm possessed with joy and I want to celebrate. So that's what I say. We miss sometimes, we miss the forest for the trees. We're so concerned, and we have to be concerned. Don't get me wrong. Chalila tfakat, chalila otherwise. We have to be concerned with all the dikduke halacha. And the Rambam goes into it. Everyone has to have it. And then peichsin mehan, and ilafoli, only honest partners may not stock all. Or yivchus alo by arba kaisis means the gabayit stock have to give him four kaisis of yam. All the technique. And what the shear call kaisis? You can't be yaitzi without the shear. We're not just, a touchy-feely religion. There's a halacha. There's a way it has to be done. It has to be technically sound. Shirko kos behen revius. That's true. But the problem starts from the other side. We have to realize the dalakaisis is not some stam technical din. It's a celebration of freedom. We have to look at it and celebrate freedom. When I drink the kais, it's a celebration. If you marry a child, you need a halacha on the Shulchan Aruch to tell you how many times to make l'chaim with your friends. Your lev drives you to it. If you need your seichel to tell you when to stop, that's something else. But the lev just is open and celebrate. It's a celebration. So that's right. Look at the Dalet Kaisis, the Rambam says. The halacha is a second. Absolutely necessary, but they're still secondary. The Yisoid, the Rambam tells us, when we look at the Dalet Kaisis, it's a celebration of freedom. You make l'chaim to celebrate. For l'chaim, that's what you're doing. That's what I said. Oftentimes, we lose sight of the forest for the trees. The Rambam, he put it into the halachos. Well, how did the Rambam put it into the halachos? This is Chayavodim Laharoises Atzmai. It's one of the manifestations that we have to have of celebrating the freedom that the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.